You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Babe Martin with Versoire. Bonjour, Babe Martin.
Bonjour.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Très bien, merci.
Oh, we could keep going, but we won't.
I don't think we should.
Congratulations. The Versoire EP is out now.
It's out and about.
How are you feeling?
I feel good.
It's been a minute coming. You've sort of had the Babe Martin project in the works for a wee while.
Yeah.
Been squirreled away in the bush with Jasmine Mary creating these tracks. I think that's the second time this morning I've said squirreled away in the bush. It's Monday. That's what's happening.
I mean, we kind of were.
Jasmine's beautiful little cottage by the sea.
I know. It was quite idyllic.
And now we've got three gorgeous songs to show for it, including the brand new single Far From You, which just came out last week.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Does it feel good, surreal, weird? What's the vibe?
Honestly, it just feels so nice just to have a body of work out. I've, you know, been loving playing shows around the city And now just like having something that I can direct people to and, you know, just I feel proud and nice and it's there forever.
Forever. It's out there now. You've also, well, last time we had you in for a chat about the project, we talked a wee bit about some of the big feelings, I guess, underlining this, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of like longing and distance and
there is.
Missing people as the kind of core of this record. You know, if you have to sort of sum it up, what is this album about for you?
Yeah, I do think it is about that idea of physical distance and the feelings that come with that.
Mm.
And that wasn't intentional at all when I was writing the songs. It was definitely something that afterwards I was like, oh yeah, they are linked by this theme. But the songs sort of explore it in different ways.
Yeah, and the track that we just listened to, Versoir, mm-hmm. that's very much linked to a specific place.
Yes.
So where is Versoir?
Versoir is just outside of Geneva in Switzerland, where I spent the last years of my teen years. It's where I went to high school. And I remember writing that song. Often the lyrics come first, but this one, it was the opposite. It was the music that was coming first.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of the lyrics and thinking about being 18 for some reason, and I was thinking about what I loved at that time of my life, and it was almost going to be about people because I write about people a lot. And then I was like, oh no, it was really just this place, and it just became about that particular part of Versoir and the woods where I loved to go all the time. And then with that came like memories of friends and living there, and yeah.
I think that's really interesting. Like, places can be such important anchors for times in your life, especially if it's somewhere that you know, are literally separated by oceans and geography and pandemics and stuff from, you know, you can't just pop over to Versoir so easily. So it does sort of feel like a time capsule almost of a moment for you.
Yeah.
What do the other tracks on this album kind of tap into? Far From You, that one, I mean, it's in the title a little bit, the literal physical distance. But what were you thinking about writing this one?
Well, funnily enough, the chorus of that, I was like, was knocking around since I was living in Switzerland.
Wow.
And the song is very different to how it was then. And it sort of like came back when I was making these songs with Jasmine. But now the song is about being the one that is staying when someone else is going away.
Mm.
And which is a whole different thing, because I think growing up, I was often the one moving about and being the one that sort of could have the like, oh, wow, like, what was me? Oh,
I'm on a plane
off,
feeling
I'm off
sad.
Again. Oh, wow. But then like being the one that stays and still being apart from someone is a totally different feeling, and it's sort of less glamorous.
Yeah.
And you're just sort of going about your day, but someone else isn't there and they're having their own adventure, and that's really cool. But you're also like, what about me?
what about me? You are, you know, the own your own main character. So of course you can write from that perspective.
Totally.
Somebody has texted in saying, wow, Babe Martin sounds so much like Zoe. Yes, this is Zoe Larson coming.
It's not a secret.
I just realised I didn't introduce you. I just came in
That's
hot.
That's okay.
Zoe Larson coming, a.k.a. Babe Martin, in the studio this morning. This EP, I think, has really resonated with a lot of people because it's something that everybody can relate to, having friends in far places or feeling far away from others.
Yeah.
And I think the pandemic's really underlined that. This isn't a pandemic record for you, though.
No, it's not. But I can, I think that would have definitely magnified those feelings, especially, you know, with borders being shut, and even if you want to travel to see someone, you can't, and sort of dealing with that.
Yeah.
And sort of making peace with it.
You have family all over the place, so that feels like a big part of, I guess, what you've been processing on this, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Knocked for Six, I think. Knocked for Six and BHX, which was the first single that came out. That was a lot about family and going away and not being sure when you'd see them again, because often, you know, when you go home or you travel, you're like, oh, well, you know, before the end of the year, I'm sure I'll see them. And then with the pandemic, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it'll be fine, but I just don't know. And that unknown was kind of weird.
Yeah, totally. I found the other day when I was cleaning my bedroom, I did like a big clean, the sort of like slightly alarming.
Good for you.
Where you get halfway through and you question all your decisions type of clean. But I found a bunch of stuff from the very first bit of the pandemic.
Ooh. Ah,
the haunting. But the headspace that we were all in then was so foreign to, you know, even the last couple of lockdowns and stuff. It's been a slog we've gone through, but I think that that total uncertainty has really rocked people. And I think that's maybe part of why this is really resonating, Zoe, is that everybody's had an experience of that in the recent past.
Well, that is so nice to hear. I mean, I hope everyone's okay. But because I guess when I write, I'm not really writing for anyone other than myself. And, and not in a selfish way. I just, that's the only way I can do it. It's just by, you know,
doing what you need to do.
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite a nice surprise. Like, it's really nice that people are resonating with it.
Totally. So. And at your shows as well. I mean, your shows are beautiful, Zoe. Mm-hmm. What's it like, you know, performing as Babe Martin? Because you're not a stranger to the stage, but it's often it's often been through like a theatre space or through like that type of performance world. Getting up and doing your singing, doing your songs, that's quite a vulnerable thing maybe. How does it feel for you?
I think it is a vulnerable thing, but I just love it so much.
Yeah.
And I think what makes it potentially easier when it is a bit like, oh my God, is the people that I play with. So sometimes I play with Kat Tomacruz on cello, and she's just amazing. And like, it just makes the songs really exciting for me, like hearing friends add their own spin to it. Like the last gig I did opening for Violet Hurst, who I love, I had Amy Borovitch, aka Hina, playing violin.
Oh, magic.
And it was just, it was such a surprise. Like, I remember when we had a little rehearsal before the gig for it, I had to like keep stopping. I was like, oh my God, that sounds so nice. So when you have things like that, it just, it makes the shows really exciting for me.
Yeah.
And in terms of performing vulnerable things, that actually is, I thought it would be harder than it is.
But you're a thespian, so you're good at getting getting those feelings out on the stage. I do think that anyone who hasn't seen you play should make a beeline for your next show, which I believe is with Model Home from Christchurch.
Yeah.
Another great, earnest, excellent crew heading up these ways. When's that gig happening, Zoe?
That is the 23rd of September. At the Thirsty Dog.
Lovely. I'm into the Thirsty Dog for yonks. What a good
neither.
Spot. Excellent. And then hopefully at some point you're going to do a bit of a celebration of this record.
Yes, I would love to do that before the end of the year.
Very cool.
So I'll keep you all up to date.
Obviously, this is your first project you've released as Babe Martin, but I'm imagining you've been thinking about what's coming next.
Yeah, totally.
What have you been doing? Writing or just in that like kind of thinking through stage? What's been happening in the creative space?
Lots of writing, which is, I mean, I don't really have a favorite part, but writing's definitely up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the plan is to have an album out some point, but like, God, that's a long time away.
Hey, we've got an EP right now, which is a very good thing to celebrate.
Totally. It's a three-course meal, the EP.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's have some dessert now and listen to Far From You. Zoe, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Congrats on a beautiful body of work. As we said, playing at the Thirsty Dog on the 23rd?
Yeah, 23rd of September.
With Model Home, who are such a cool band, and they're from Christchurch, so they don't play here very often, so make sure you get along to that. And we will see you very soon.
See you soon.
Summer. just what people do. Should I too? It's just so
Before You Disappear, Zoe.
Yes.
Who plays on this record? Because you got some very cool people involved.
Yeah, and that was, like, I think my favourite part of recording this one was the people that were involved. We've got Louisa Nicklin on saxophone.
Nice.
Antonia Barnett McIntosh on cello.
Lovely.
Who also played on the other songs. And then Bianca Bailey, a.k.a. Weridonna, on drums.
Oh, what a cool crew. Thank you very much for coming in, Zoe.
Thank you for having me.
See you at the Thirsty Dog next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, and Jasmine on guitar.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Go team.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.